They were very excited. But I share this because the point is how our relationships with things, even people, may evolve and change over time. And especially when you keep God in the center, the way relationships evolve are positive. And we see that this morning in the story of the Canaanite woman. She comes in crying out to Jesus, "Lord, have mercy on me. My daughter is tormented by a demon. Please help." And at first, Jesus is ignoring her. Then he says, "Is it right to send only the little flock of sheep of the house of Israel?" He calls her a dog. And then he says, then when she makes her statement of faith, she has this astonishing moment. "Great is your faith. It will be done for you as you please." The daughter was healed. We see this relationship evolve, but to truly understand it, we need to go way back. We need to understand who she was and where she came from. She was, the text describes, a Canaanite woman. And to really understand a Canaanite, you have to go all the way back to when Joshua did the Battle of Jericho. And in our new Bible study, we're going through the Bible timeline. It will take a few more months before they get to that point. But the idea there, what was happening, was the Holy Land, way back, we're talking probably 3,000 years at least, way back that far, it was inhabited by this group of people called the Canaanites. And they were an agrarian society, and they had a pantheon of the gods, very polytheistic. They also had a lot of practices that were not good. They had these kind of pre-sorted fertility practices that they would do. Call it worship. They also, some of them, is practice child sacrifice. So kind of really, really just not good things. And so what God did was he said, because of all of this that they are doing, and because God's plan of redeeming the world, the way God was redeeming the world was to start one nation, the nation of Israel. And he said to them, "I am going to give you this land. And if you need to remember that you are dependent upon me, because I give it to you, and you are to be a holy nation." The idea was this holy nation would keep getting built up stronger and stronger in holiness, and that holiness would be a light for all nations. So it's like it's one very intense bright light being an example for everyone. But the Canaanites had their other practices that would have interfered. God's plan. So he set some boundaries. Israel was not to intermarry with them. They were not to take up their pagan practices, their repentance, and though they were to be a holy nation. The Canaanites never completely went away, as we saw in the gospel story today. So that brings us forward from Joshua did the Battle of Jericho, probably about 100,000 years. Where this Canaanite woman was coming to Jesus, and you see, in the span of this small story, the relationship evolved considerably. And I think it evolved for a couple of reasons. One reason was this woman recognized Jesus for who he truly was. No, not everybody did. You see, when Jesus went back to his hometown, who's this guy preaching, telling us what the kingdom of God is? He's that carpenter's son. But this woman, when she saw him, said, "Jesus, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." So she was recognizing him as Lord and recognizing him as the Son of David. So that was the first thing. She recognized Jesus for who he was. The second thing, second reason why this relationship evolved, she believed very strongly in grace. And say grace in this context. God in the center of these relationships, be made all for the positive. And I think to myself, well, how can a relationship evolve? During this week, a friend of mine who had been working on the diocese, he was posting on social media describing this very text. And he said, well, I'm sure all of us are going to be preaching about dogs today, so what kind of dog are you? And me coming back to this metaphor and thinking to myself, well, posted a little meme there and I said, who's a good dog? Who's a good dog? I think that's a pretty positive relationship we have with, you know, with our pets and such. And I think also if we take pretty good care of our pets, don't we? You know, if they're dog, give them affection, scratch them behind the ears, don't pet them. It's like, who's a good dog? Oh, you want to go for a walk? Let's go for a walk. See how excited the dog gets when you pick up their leashes. No, this is things that we do for them. We also give our pets a place to live. We feed them, play with them, give them attention, and on the occasion when they misbehave, we clean up after them too. It's part of being a pet owner. But it's in very similar ways. That's the way God looks at us. Because God loves you with that same intensity. Actually, even more so. If you think of the love that a human being has for their pet, say, yes, God loves you that much, and more so. You know, God gives us food, the things we need in this world. God gives us affection. And I think if human beings in general listen to God a little bit more, we would know that there is plenty of shelter and places for people to live. That is all there. But still, God looks at us with the same kind of affection and care. Maybe I wouldn't necessarily want to hear, oh, who's a good dog? But I like the sentiment. Matter of fact, sometimes I look at my dog and everything he's got going for him, a place to live, doesn't have to worry about his food, doesn't have to worry about being rich. It's like a pretty nice life. Probably the most important part is that you know who your master is. You know the one who cares about you. He knows what is best. The best thing we can do, the best thing you can do is follow that master. The master cares. Knows and takes care of you. So when you follow, when you walk in God's light, everything evolves, everything is transformed. Just like that Canaanite woman, she was walking in God's light, she knew the grace that was coming into this world, and her relationship evolved. So just like